Well, good morning and welcome. It is good to be back with you after taking a couple of weeks off. I spent some time really praying about what the Lord wants us to do going forward and how to do this. And one of the things I'm being led to do is shorten these a little bit. And so we'll try that. But it's going to be a challenge for me to keep it short. And by short, I mean in the 20 to 30 minute range. But I'm really excited about what we're looking at today. I think most of you probably read the comments I put about going to visit our granddaughter, who is about to go into the United States Air Force, be reporting for duty here in just a few days. And as I thought about her going and began to pray for her, BJ and I just kept lifting her up, and the Lord reminded me of a bunch of scriptures. And so that's what you're going to get today. This session that we're going to do to this week and next week is entitled, He Keeps Me. He is my keeper. And that's something we're going to begin to even confess today a little bit as we go through it. So let's just open our Bibles and jump into it. Like I say, I'm thrilled to be back with you. I want to anchor this in 1 Peter, the first chapter, the fifth verse. 1 Peter 1:5, and we're going to be reading from the New King James. And again, hopefully each of you have notes for this. And if you don't, then you can send us a message on Facebook and give us your email, and we'll be happy to mail them to you. Or you can send it to info@mintonwilliams.com, and we'll get that and can add you to the distribution list for these notes as well. So 1 Peter 1:5 from the New King James. And it's talking about us who have received from the Lord this great gift of grace of being able to be born again with Christ Jesus. And talking about us, it says, we, and that I'm putting that in there so you'll see the context of picking this up in the middle of the sentence. We who are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. So let's break that down and talk about it. We are what? We're kept. And that word kept really is two words. And when you put them together, they really form what I would say is a military term, but it means a watcher who is in advance. In other words, he's looking out ahead to see what's coming and so that he can protect. But it really describes this work here, to mount guard as a sentinel. So a sentinel, one who's looking out, finding what he needs to do and change course. And one expository said it this way. He said it means to protect or to keep by a garrison. So it's like a group of troops would garrison around you or form a protection around you, and everybody's looking out to make sure that they know what's coming, so they can keep whatever they are guarding protected. And I want you to pick up this power, this next phrase. It says, we are kept by the power of God. Now that just says to me right away, this is a powerful force that is at work in keeping, or we might say, protecting us. And actually, some translations you'll see will say that. It goes on and then says how this happens to us. And this is what we'll focus on next week. We're kept by the power of God through faith. So we play a role in this. And again, that's what we'll begin to look at. We're going to touch on a couple of things today to give us some insight as to what that means. But we're kept by the power of God through faith. And it's for a salvation to be revealed in the last time. Now this word protect here is in a tense, a present continual passive tense, and that really implies we're always guarded. But it's our faith that keeps us in this position of being confident in it and being able to know that this protection is there with us, even when sometimes we may not see it or feel like it. But by this phrase, the power of God, this is powerful. This is a strong, strong force. Let me read you some other translations. We're going to read three of them, actually. The New Living Translation says, and through your faith, so it changes around to a little bit and gives you an idea of how this comes to us. It's through our faith. God is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. Now, this word here that we've seen a couple of times, to be revealed, or which will be revealed, it literally means to make manifest. It's something we will actually experience. And the Amplified begins to give us a clearer picture of it. So let me read that, and then we'll talk about what this last day means. So Amplified says, talking about us again, who are being guarded, garrisoned by God's power through your faith, till you fully inherit that final salvation that is to be revealed for you, and I would add to you, in the last time. So what he's saying here is that last salvation is when we're all gathered with him and we're transformed, transfigured, just as he was. We'll see him as he is, and then we'll be changed. That's really the last act that happens to us. So what he's saying is that up until that time, we're going to be kept. And that means here on earth today. Yes, there'll be things that come against us. That's just this cursed world that we live in. But we can see how we're kept through our faith by his great power. Now, the complete Jewish says, meanwhile, talking about what? About it's now. It's not just in the future. Through trusting, you are being protected in God's power. Now, I like the way that's written. That's a very firm statement. We're being protected by God's power for a deliverance. So there's something else coming. But until that comes, what are we? Kept protected by God. And that's going to be revealed to us in the last time. Now, this phrase, guarded by his power, we talked about that being strong. That's actually the word dunamis, which means power that makes possible, is a really good way to say that, or to be able to. And how does it come? Through faith. And that's, again, what we'll look at in the future. But the reason I want to emphasize that today is that faith, which produces power to be kept, our faith produces or makes God's power able to work in our lives. And what happens when faith is working in our lives? We expect to see miracles. Miraculous protection is what we can experience, keeping us, guarding us. And I believe we're going to get to heaven and we're going to be shocked as we look at whatever type of things give us an account of ways he's been good to us in doing this in the past. You know, as I was preparing this, I thought about several situations that has happened to me, and you're free to believe it. I'm going to tell you what happened, and it's a choice you have to make as to whether or not you believe me. But there were a couple that came to mind. One was when we lived in Tennessee. We'd been there for a number of years. The boys were on up in age where we were going out to eat with some other Tracy, who lived with us, and her family. And we were going over toward Kingsport, where I worked, and we had to make a left turn across several lanes. And normally this light would give you a left turn arrow, but it was in the evening, and as I wasn't driving, but I was sitting in the front seat, in the passenger side, and as we turned left, I realized that light has not come on for a turn, and there is a car barreling toward us. I don't remember the exact words I said, but I feel sure Jesus was a part of it. And I can tell you, it was like the front of that vehicle went through the front part of our car. I could see, even in that darkness, the whites of the eyes of that individual who was driving. And so that was a time when I'm convinced the Lord supernaturally protected us. You know, I was talking about this several years ago, and Clint reminded me of another time where a similar situation. We were coming home in Johnson City, where we lived, from the area where his high school and a baseball practice field were. And as we drove, we had to stop at a light the light turned green. I looked, and then we went. And it was the same situation. It happened to be a lady we knew. And it was Clint said, "Dad, that car still went right through us." And so I truly believe these are things that can happen when we truly trust in His power to protect us. You know, I could go on and on. Here recently, just a few years since we've been in Macon, BJ and I were going up to pick up a granddaughter at a hotel as she was coming back from an event in Alabama. We left early that morning. And I want to share this one because you're going to see this is important. I just felt led as we followed the truck to just quickly move on past him. And just as we got past him, a rear tire exploded. Sparks went everywhere as that rim hit the ground. And the tire just, I mean, I don't know what it did to the cars that were behind us. But even something like that, where I sensed that, acted on it, is the way the Lord can protect. So before we go any further, I just want you to confess with me this. I am kept by His power through my faith. And as I trust Him, He keeps me, He protects me, He shepherds me by His power. And so that's just something that we can begin to speak over ourselves over and over. Now, Psalm 17, verse 8 is one that I really like. It reads this way, "Keep me as the apple of the eye." That literally, that phrase "keep" there means to have charge over me. We'll talk about it a little more. It goes on to say, "Hide me," which is part of keeping, "in the shadow of your wings." Now, some of you are thinking Psalm 91. We're going to get there, but that's next week. The word "keep" there literally means to hedge about as with thorns sticking out, which protect you. It can also mean to attend to you, which I think it is. It provides a great thought there. His eye is always attending to us. It's always upon us. So He's watching over me, hiding me by covering me as part of this protection. Now, focusing on His eye upon us, Psalm 32, verse 8 says, "I will instruct you and I will teach you in the way you should go." So it's telling us that He's going to be giving us direction through the Holy Spirit, obviously. And then it says, "I'm going to counsel you with my eye upon you." So we can begin to get a picture then in reading this of some of the stuff we may be looking at next week of what my role is, being attentive to the Holy Spirit as I fellowship with Him, as I spend time with Him, hearing that guidance as we're driving, as we're going places, to do, for us to do, to put ourselves in a position to keep us being kept. Now, what I want to do in the rest of the time we have today is look at about five other verses, and we won't spend as much time on each one, maybe six, and then closing, to just build our faith that He keeps us. That's how faith comes, by hearing the word anointed, and this is His word, so we know it's anointed. And I trust that my voice will be anointed today to bring revelation to you. Psalm 140, verse 4, "Keep me," so it's that Old Testament word, same kind of thing we talked about, "keep me, O Lord, from the hands of the wicked. Preserve me from violent men who have purposed to trip up my feet." And I think we can expect that same type of protection today from people who would intend to harm us. But I want you to take this further. In the Old Covenant, everything was dealing with the physical realm. But in our New Covenant, it deals with what? The spiritual realm. So when we see physical things, we can know it also applies to our enemy who operates in this spiritual realm. And look at what he wants to do. He's trying to preserve us from the violent, the one who wants to steal, kill, and destroy from us, who have purpose to trip us up. And you're going to see a word in a minute about a snare. So that's talking about the enemy today. Now, I want to read this next verse, and then I want to tell you a quick story, that account of a lady who called in for some prayer and the conversation he had with his prayer minister, who happens to be a pastor that I follow. Psalm 141, verse 9. Same kind of thoughts now. Listen to the with your heart as to the intent of this verse. Keep me from the jaws of the trap. There's that entrapment which they have set for me, which we know the enemy does for us all the time, and from the snares of those who do iniquity. Now, how's he going to keep us? Well, he can deliver us miraculously, but most often I perceive that the way he does it is by guiding us to keep us from encountering these situations. This lady had called in for prayer saying, I just did everything I knew. I quoted Psalm 91. I did this. I went to this area and I got robbed. Why? And as the gentleman began to ask her questions, he found out that she really had some inclination that she shouldn't go to that area. And what did she do? She said, well, I just quoted Psalm 91 and went on. But if the Lord is telling us what? If he's telling us to stay away or to go a different way to things, that is equally part of his protection. So this is being led as he counsels us with his eye upon us. Now, I really like this one. 1 Chronicles 4, verse 10. This really starts in verse 9 when Jabez is introduced, talks about what his name means. But Jabez is really pronounced Yabates in the Hebrew language. But many of you may remember the book about the blessing of Jabez that was written years ago. But look what he called on the God of Israel saying to ask for. Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my border. And I can give you some New Testament scriptures that follows that same in 1 Corinthians, particularly in the Passion Translations, that really says this is what he wants for us today. And then he says that thy hand may be with me. So that's that idea of a hand protecting us. And that you would keep me from harm, that it may not pain me. Now, so many people say, well, you just got to go through some stuff. Yeah, there's some stuff we're going to go through. But this gives us an idea with what he's praying, that he's asking to not have to go through everything. Keep me from having to do that. And look at this last phrase. And God granted him what he requested. Saints, that's part of the blessing that we live in, the blessing of the Lord. And what does he say? He'll bless those who bless us. He'll curse those who curse us. He is watching out after us. He is standing in place so that, and Jesus really is doing this today as our intercessor. He's taking it on him so that we don't have to go through it again. We can learn from his word. That's part of our covenant blessing. And then I want to read in Deuteronomy 32, talking about Jacob, who had his name changed to Israel after his encounter with God, really setting him up to become the patron of the 12 tribes. And look at how this says the Lord found him. He found him in a desert land. You ever feel like you've been in a desert place? Well, what can you count upon? The eye of the Lord is upon you, and you can count on him. And then it says, in the howling waste of a wilderness. So that howling waste gives me a concept of, and you see this in some of the TV shows about Africa today, where the lions and the tigers and the hyenas and all these other animals that are trying to devour. And again, I say that word purposefully because that's what our enemy is trying to do. They're howling. They're making a noise. They're trying to create what? Fear. And really what they're trying to do is to separate animals from each other, from their own kind, so that they can attack the weak ones, which is exactly what Satan does to us. So he found him in a desert land, in a howling waste of wilderness. And listen to these three phrases. He encircled him. He put himself round about him. He garrisoned round about him to protect him, just as we saw in 1 Peter 1:5. He cared for him. So he encircled him. He cared for him. And I'm going to say right now, and I'll say it in just a moment, as a shepherd would. He gathers his sheep and he protects them from whatever's trying to come against them. And look at this phrase, and we can't get away from this, can we? He guarded him as the pupil of his eye. In other words, as his special person. He loves you. That is who you are. That is why he keeps us, because he cares for us so much. King James simply says he kept him as the apple of his eye. And then finally, the one I wanted to look at here concerning Joseph in Genesis 48, verse 15. And this is, I'm reading this from the King James. And it says, he blessed Joseph and said, the God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has been, and here's the words, my shepherd all my life to this day. In other words, he said, you've done what, Lord? You've kept me. You've protected me. That's who we are. And then what do we see in this? Well, there's some things we need to do. So let's kind of set the tone for how we're going to establish ourselves next week to stay in this. We're going to do that with Isaiah 41:10, which is a very familiar verse with us. And what does it read? Fear not, but we say, Lord, how can I do that? And look at what he says. For I'm with you. Be not dismayed. Lord, everything just seems so big. Yeah, but I'm your God. Don't let what you see get bigger than me. Keep him understanding that you are the apple of his eye. And then the Lord says, I will strengthen you. And why is that important? Because we're saying most of the time, Lord, I'm so weak, I can't do this. But he's saying, I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. And then look, he's going to uphold us. He's going to hold on to us with his righteous right hand. Now, let me read this in New Living because it reads a little more like we would talk today. Don't be afraid, for I'm with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. This is what your shepherd, your keeper, your protector is saying to you. And we're going to see what we need to do in order to walk in this. Now, I want to close. I was reading this morning, and I came across this verse in Isaiah 46, verse 4. And so I don't have this in my notes. I'll add this onto here for you when we send this out. But this is what the Lord is saying. Even to your old age, I am he. And even to gray hairs, I will carry you. Now, it's not saying keep, but that's still got this connotation of he's there with us to keep us, protect us. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and I will deliver you. Now, the reason that jumped out at me is I will confess that when I look at myself and there are things that are happening physically to me that I used to do that I just can no longer quite do as easily or if at all. He's saying he's going to keep us, what? Even in our old age, even when our hair turns gray. And that just encouraged me during this time. So again, we've been seeing this and going to be sharing it with Ava as she goes to the military. And I want her to be so built up in this, as you and I believe have been built up today, that every step she takes, she sees the Lord there protecting her and garrisoning around her. That's what he wants to do for her. That's what he wants to do for each of us. So come back and spend 30 minutes, 25 or 30 minutes with us next week. And we'll look at things we need to be doing and just reinforce what we've talked about today, that he keeps me. Love you guys. See you next week.